3 years ago, a Penn State School of Medicine study found that a certain type of thyroid cancer was common to people who had been near the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant in the aftermath of the partial meltdown in 1979. As part of a look at Three Mile Island 40 years later, WITF's Brett Schultes examines how the study has restarted the discussion around health effects due to the incident.
We are on the northeast side, I believe, of campus, and we've got Lake Placida here.
Chris Achenbach Kimmel works in the occupational therapy department at Elizabethtown College. On a sunny day, the 54-year-old takes a walk around the lake on campus and a journey back in time to March 28, 1979. Chris was a 14-year-old freshman at Cedar Cliff High School in Camp Hill, Cumberland County.
So I think Cedar Cliff was about 14 miles from TMI.
Across the Susquehanna River, Three Mile Island's Reactor 2 was melting down.
Tonight, the plant looms like a pale ghost, the specter of potential meltdown hanging over this community. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says the core has been extensively damaged.
Chris stayed with her family in Lemoyne while her dad hunkered down in Steelton at the Saab auto dealership he owned.
So I don't think we left town or did anything unusual except to keep ourselves glued to the television and the radio.
There is no imminent danger. That's the official advice tonight, but many people aren't buying it.
Those days faded to memory until a 2010 doctor's visit revealed she had thyroid cancer.
I think as soon as I got over the initial shock, it's like, oh my gosh, I wonder if these two things are related.
Chris says her doctor was not surprised when she brought up the TMI accident.
She said, oh yeah, we see an increased incidence here in the area. She goes, I see it all the time.
Let's break that down a bit. Pennsylvania has had the highest rate of thyroid cancer in the nation. The biggest hotspots are Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, not the mid-state. But for this part of the state, Chris's story is common. People blame TMI for their cancer, and some doctors say it could have been the case. Yet the nuclear industry's position has been that nobody was harmed, and Nuclear Regulatory Commission spokesman Neil Sheehan agrees.
That's not to say that there weren't any radioactive releases during the accident, but they were at such a low level that they would not be expected to have any sort of ill health effects.
Sheehan points to a University of Pittsburgh study he says shows there were no illnesses as a result of the event. But a recent study is calling that all into question.
The vast majority of patients who come here, Penn State Hershey, with thyroid cancer, attribute their thyroid cancer to Three Mile Island.
That's Dr. David Goldenberg in his office at Penn State Health in Hershey.
Are these people right?
In 2017, Goldenberg released the results of a study he led. He used what was learned from the Chernobyl disaster in Russia to look for specific genetic markers that show up when thyroid cancer is caused by radiation.
We found a shift which absolutely can be attributed to exposure to radiation during the correct time frame for the Three Mile Island accident. And I know it's a frustrating answer, but further studies are needed because the people come out and say, well, it's a small study. They're right. It's a small study.
Goldenberg is quick to point out his work's limitations. Still, the study has put him in the middle of a 40-year-old debate. Did Three Mile Island release more radiation than the government says? Did it harm people?
And I don't really have any agenda one way or another. This was an interesting clinical question based on, you know, I face these patients every day of the week.
He says he's constantly turning people away who want him to study them, even though they don't fit the parameters. That is, people who were near the nuclear plant on that day and developed thyroid cancer, not other illnesses, within a certain window of time.
I say to these patients, I'm sorry, but I don't think that that's it, you know, I mean.
As a scientist, Goldenberg won't go past his data, and that can be frustrating.
The data goes where it goes, and the meaning is not any more than it is.
But while he says a lot of people wrongly attribute their cancer to the Three Mile Island accident, Goldenberg isn't ruling out it may have caused this one wave of thyroid cancer.
People see what they like to see, you know? But, you know, in this case, I think there actually was something there.
At the NRC, spokesman Neil Sheehan says he keeps an open mind, but his organization doesn't think the study proves anything.
We're always open to looking at new research that comes along, anything that might change our conclusions. But at this point, We have not seen that.
Sheehan says there was little radiation exposure, so it couldn't have added to cancer rates. But the NRC's position assumes those original estimates were indeed correct.
So, well, I take what they say, first of all, with a grain of salt. So if
in Elizabethtown, Chris Achenbach-Kimmel recognizes this is complicated stuff, even now, 40 years later. She says when she was attending a thyroid cancer survivor support group, everyone believed the partial meltdown may have had a role. But she emphasizes she doesn't share the certainty that some of them had.
I'm going to say that probably the best way to characterize my opinion on that is the jury's still out.
Chris survived her cancer, and life goes on. She doesn't expect any apology or payout from the government. She's more worried that we, humans, didn't learn anything from this.
Well, as a Christian, I think that we all have a responsibility to be good stewards of what this earth gives us, what God gave us on this earth.
The irony isn't lost on Chris that nuclear power is seen by many people as one way to fight climate change, since they consider it clean energy. But the government still hasn't built a place for thousands of spent fuel rods that still sit at nuclear sites around the country.
So if we're taking that nuclear energy and what's left is this nuclear waste, what are we doing with that for future generations?
For her, nuclear power is not part of that solution. Chalk it up to her deep-down suspicion that maybe, just maybe, it was TMI that caused her cancer after all. In Elizabethtown, I'm Brett Schultes.